Stock, this is trading on June Carrieri. Carrieri is Carrieri. It's C as in cat, Carrieri. Carrieri June, June. Date of birth is 1-8-51. Date of visit is 7-7-25. Please make copy for John Simonides. John Simonides. S. The Simonides is Simonides. 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 MD, John Simonides, MD. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending June Carrieri for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady who has had a history of COPD, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity, and has had a cough. She also has anxiety attacks. And has been using an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, as well as a Symbicort inhaler, with some relief period. The patient has lost weight over the past 1 year, and has been on Mounjaro, Mounjaro, injections weekly. The patient has had no oxygen at home. Her pulmonary functions done in 2023 demonstrated mild airway obstruction. The patient also had a chest CT done on 5/27/25, which showed mild upper lobe centrilobular emphysema and parenchymal scarring in lung apices and moderate size hiatal hernia, as well as mild coronary artery calcifications. And a 2.1 centimeter simple renal cyst on the right. Period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history for melanoma resection from her left chest wall in 2017. She has had anxiety and depression, and has hypothyroidism and hyperglycemia. No, he's left. He looked frazzled, like he's sweating and I don't know where he went. So he gave me this drop, the thing, and he said he couldn't do anything. Simply kept it with him. She has no prior history of pneumonia and denies hypertension. Next paragraph, medication list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, Q6 hours PRN, Xanax 0.25 milligrams, BID PRN, Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, Synthroid 88 micrograms daily, and Venlafaxine 150 milligrams daily, Manjaro injection, 0.5 ml weekly. Next, paragraph, habits of patients smoked after 1 pack per day for over 35 years and has cut down to half a pack. Next line, allergies to penicillin and erythromycin. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of emphysema and heart disease. Mother died of congestive heart failure. Next, system review. The patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no hematuria. She has shortness of breath, occasional cough and wheezing. She has no nausea, vomiting, heartburn, or diarrhea. Complaints of some chest pains and no arm pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has depression with anxiety and has easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor sign of the ictus or peripheral edema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 by 70. Pulse 80, respiration 16. Temperature 98.2. Weight is 133. Saturation 98. HG and D announced phallic pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear. Throat was clear. Nasal mucus injected. Neck supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds at the bases. And occasional scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema lesions, no calf tenderness, mild varicosities, no skin lesions, no. Neurologically, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Next paragraph. Impression number 1, COPD. And emphysema. Number 2 is... depression and anxiety. Number 3 is history of melanoma of the skin, status post resection. Oh, can you please change that? please put squamous cell carcinoma of the skin, resected, period. Number four is chronic kidney disease. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been, number five is hypothyroidism. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN, and was advised to go on Breztri Aerosphere inhaler. Breztri is BREZ, TRI, Aerosphere inhaler, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, in place of Symbicort. And advice to get a complete metabolic profile and a CBC and a TSH level, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. I will keep you abreast of any new findings. Let's talk. This is a copy for Dr. John Simonides, S-Y-M-E-O-N-I-D-E-S, Simonides, M-D. Copy for him, please. Start this.